and I played some music with some of Rocco's bandmates in his studio space, and he heard what I was doing and liked it and suggested maybe we could work together to do some production work on future music. So that's kind of how that happened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So future music became actual music.
Yep. Yes.
It did.
Yep. So what do you guys have coming up in terms of like shows to promote?
So I just put out a new record that Rocco produced, yep. Called Is This Us, and we're going to be mm-hmm. playing a CD release show on Friday, this Friday, the June 22nd, at Once Lounge and Ballroom, in the ballroom, at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
8 p.m. door is 8:30 start.
Mm-hmm.
And just so people know, it's like ball, like dancing room. It's not like, you know, soccer. So
yeah.
Don't bring your
correct.
Don't bring your football.
Thank you.
Oh, that would
thank
be fun. That's a good concert idea. Yeah. If we have a
yep. So we're gonna play the first track off the Fear of Snow, which we're excited to hear. Let's get.
Thank you.
Wow, really cool track.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like how it it builds. It's got a like an arch to it, and I'd say like there's at least like four or five surprises.
Yeah.
So it's like layered or something. That's really cool. I think that's hard to do in a pop song. And I think that's pretty amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. It's played some really great players, and you know.
Oh yeah, rhythm section is phenomenal.
Makes life a lot easier when you're trying to, you know, put something like this together from scratch. So that's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and so you have a show on Friday.
On Friday, yep.
At once, yep.
Yep.
And so I'd like to switch gears a little bit and play one of Rocco's tunes. And so I'll get this queued up while we're talking here.
Sure.
And this is called Stenographer. Do you have any like Jonathan Richman kind of spiel about the song, or do you want to just play it?
So it's the group is called Stenographer. The song is called Perfect Love.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. And it's a duo with one of my longtime friends, Elizabeth Vaughn. Mm-hmm. And we will be playing it on June 22nd as well.
Excellent.
And so I produced this one as well.
Cool. Let's hear it.
Awesome.
I could paint you a picture with purpose in my hand, but it never seems to come out the way that I had planned. Just stick figures and paint by numbers, all I've ever known. Just trying to find a way to show what these things don't. Maybe I'm not perfect, love, and I try to fix my flaw, but I don't need a perfect love to show.
Cool too.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Yeah, so seems like you like to work with singers that don't sound exactly like anybody else and like sort of have their own styles. Like what's up with that?
So that was actually me singing.
Yeah.
I like vibiness, you know, and I feel like we're definitely in sort of an era where you've got shows like The Voice and American Idol that have kind of taken this sort of what they expect as a style and say that this is what a good singer sounds like, but I don't necessarily believe in that. So I think, if you've got it, you got it, and you can sound whatever you like to sound like.
Yeah, actually, that track sounded like definitely like commercial potential.
Sure.
Kind of thing.
Yep.
And I could tell right where in the song where like a label executive would say, well, you're going to have the rapper Lil yeah. Nope come in
exactly.
and do a little yeah. auto-tuned rap
yeah,
here
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
ruin the whole song. Track, yeah. Listen, but you didn't do that.
I love hip hop. I mean, I do my little outro section yeah. with like the, but love hip hop. Mm-hmm. And Jay-Z wants to rap on it, just give me a call. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm around.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Thanks a lot, Rocco De Rosa and Anna Snow, and at Once Ballroom Friday.
Yep, June 22nd.
And no soccer balls or footballs.
Yep.
Yep.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot for coming down.
Appreciate it.
Desperation takes.
So we're back on the air on the Sound with Mikey D, 91.5 FM in Medford. And we have some more special guests here. We have Rish and Heather.
Hello.
Hey there.
You guys have good radio voices.
And Andrew.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why, thank you very much. That's kind of you to say. All right, man. Well, we are here to plug a show coming up on Saturday.
Which is different than Friday, which we plugged a show Friday just a couple minutes ago.
Yep. That's how come,
the
right?
The whole
right.
weekend.
Yeah.
Part
I like,
time.
When I have a weekend, I like to use the whole thing.
You should.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
Yeah.
Play hard.
Use it up, wear it out. Make do or do without.
And in college, I decided that weekends start on Wednesday.
You know what?
And end on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
If you could live like that, it's all a weekend, you know? Absolutely. All right, rock and roller.
Yeah, so we're going to play like a Madame Bruja song.
Excellent.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about this song.
I don't know which one you're playing, but I can say that we had the benefit of going into the studio and released these three songs, mm-hmm. and this is the first time probably being heard on the radio. So
awesome.
That's really exciting. Debut. Yeah.
Exclusive.
Exactly. WMFO exclusive to you, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. So which song do you want to play?
Well, if you can
play... We have the technology.
Yes. Huh. I think Crucible is probably a good one to play.
Which one is it? Which track?
Doesn't say. Well, it could just be Roulette.
Just
I don't know.
Yeah, we could just
we
play
could
a track.
We could just play like Roulette and
find
see
out what
it
is.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. And then I can tell you about it after.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this is working right, so it's...
And if it's a challenge, we can move on to the Lights Out. And you'll hear us Saturday night.
Yep.
At Sally O's.
Oh, yeah, that's good to let people know where...
Yeah, Sally O'Brien's.
Where the show is.
Mm-hmm. Big Giant, so, Madame Bruja, and the Lights Out are...
Is there going to be any rappelling...
No, this time, none of that. The ceiling is not quite that high, but we shall still emerge from the pan-dimensional wormhole to sprout forth many new rock ideas for all of you, mm-hmm. as one does.
It's saying disc air. So
we're going to use. So use the lights.
Sing
out.
Us a little song, baby.
We're going to use some science here and see if this newfangled thing will work. It might.
Sometimes if you just rub like one of those plastic bags over it, you notice that? Like if you put a plastic bag over a card.
You screw up your credit card. Doesn't
yep, this one is actually working, and it says Crucible.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Tech Master Andrew.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yes.
Thank you.
Really digging the production on that.
Thank you.
Me as well, sir. Actually.
That is my brother, Jason mm-hmm. Meeker, Silvertop Productions. He graciously hosted us in his studio and did a fantastic job.
I think the studio works.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, he's done a bunch of stuff for a bunch of people over the years. Meeks has played drums for Old Jack and played from his Pigeon back in the day and played with the Charms and has done a bunch of like...
I must have seen production stuff. Must have seen him in some of those.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I love all those bands.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. and he's recorded the Lights Out.
And so as far as playing another Madame Bruja.
How about something
track?
Completely different? How yeah? about Surf Jam Death Spiral?
Which I think is track two, right? Yep.
It's different genre.
Yep, I can see it on this newfangled thing that we just got. It tells me like the track name.
Nice.
Science.
It is fantastic.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
All right.
We are back again on the air.
You couldn't see, but we were doing the swim, all of us.
Yeah, that
your,
is like
your
a...
swim is pretty good, dude. You couldn't tell, MFO audience, but Andrew knows his way around some swim.
That track has like a classic vibe. Like it's like the vocals kind of remind me a little bit of like Romeo Void from like the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah.
And then the But the whole vibe is like a little bit more 60s kind of but with a modern updated sound, like all the sounds are perfect.
Cool. Thanks.
And the like we said off the air, like the band is just playing, like playing the bones. There's no noodling, wheedly licks or anything. No shredding.
Nope. Straight up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we do.
It's just intellectual shredding.
Yeah.
Emotional shredding, man.
Yeah.
No, it's just
silent
fun.
Silent shredding.
Yes.
Silent shredding.
Yeah.
These just come out of jams that we're in practice, and we're like, oh, that's kind of a cool thing, and then we just spin off of that. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so...
As one does.
So what's the entire lineup for this show at Sally O'Brien's?
So,
Somerville, Massachusetts?
Yes, Somerville, 335 Somerville. Saturday night, doors 9, Big Giant kicking us off, Madame Bruja, then the Lights Out are...
Yep, and we'll play one of their tracks.
Awesome.
Just to wet the whistle of the vast masses out there.
Please do.
Yeah,
they don't even know they're thirsty.
Yeah, but
come down and see us in the newly refurbished Sally O'Brien's.
And there'll be no rappelling.
No rappelling.
No, but there will be a light show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just for anybody who doesn't know yet, The Lights Out has come unmoored from linear causality, and part of that meant that our genius drummer engineered this like wearable light show LED thing. And so while we play, it syncs up to us, and you go on a little trip with us into some parallel realities.
So let's hear a little bit of that parallel reality right now here. We're going to hear... it's not a vintage track, but it's like it's a little bit older track from The Lights Out called New Mistakes, which I always love mistakes. So.
This is the last time I hope it takes. I wanna make new mistakes. The last time. You had it wrapped around your finger. A bad habit come back to sting ya. Tell me why now, tell me right now, why now? Do we have to go through this again? This is the last time, I hope it takes. I wanna make new mistakes. The last time. Cause I really gotta hit the brakes. I wanna make new mistakes. The last time for a while. For a while. You gotta ride till you get sucked under. Face up under heavy water. To the sky you're shaking and looking at the sky.
So that was just a nice track from The Lights Out. This thing is stuck on repeat or something. But so another exciting thing is going to happen. Eyewitness are going to play live from in Studio D right now.
Hello, we are Eyewitness. Which side are you on?
I'm gonna make it right. me, and I say,
you can run.
When duty calls, let's die.
Okay, so this next song is called Time to Kill. We are Eyewitness. Tulips.
Where do we go from here? I'm scared to the light.
We're about to record a new record, and most of these songs are going to be on that, including this one, Here She Comes. Songs. We have some shows coming up. We're playing Saturday in Somerville and some basement somewhere.
It's a house, but we'll post about it on our Facebook.
But follow us on Facebook and get the address. And also, we're in Worcester on Sunday with Power Slut. I'm at the Firehouse. Yeah, thanks for listening. This is Nothing Left. My name is Milo, and Rainey's on drums.
Do you see me, motherless child?